So the United States has faced various different threats from hostile state actors, but perhaps the most consistent one, stemming from the 1980s all the way to today, comes from Iran. And Iran has been plotting various different operations against the United States, whether it's against U.S. interests in the Middle East, targeting U.S. bases, using Shia militia groups in Iraq, utilizing the Houthis in Yemen. You also have Hezbollah in Lebanon. All these different groups have been principally tasked to undermine U.S. interests and also have resulted in U.S. fatalities as well. And the other concerning dynamic is that Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, has been involved in clandestine activity in the West, including in the United States, and they often work with criminal groups. So the United States, unfortunately, faces a variety of threats, a very diverse array of threats coming from and stemming from Iran.
You know, and you talked a bit about this network of proxies, militant groups that Iran has with them. You know, talk a bit about those groups, and are all of them likely to get involved here, or some maybe on the fence whether they'll become involved?
So what's interesting is that prior to the U.S. military action against Iran's nuclear infrastructure, we had been seeing for around a week Israel's actions, and you didn't actually see a substantial spike in the proxy militia groups being used against Israel. And that is largely down to the fact that Israel, prior to its operations against Iran, had taken pretty stiff action against Hezbollah, taking out its senior leadership, as well as other groups like Hamas. We are seeing that perhaps the biggest nuisance factor is the Houthis. The Houthis based in Yemen, they have been able to disrupt supply chains and the shipping lanes in the Red Sea, and they could be the one actor that Iran may rely on to further ramp up the tensions.